John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now may our hearts be prepared to receive this week's message coming from one of our own, Sherelle Chamberlain, presenting the download.
Thank you, Lynn. Good morning. Good morning for my friends here and many that are following on Facebook Live. I hope this morning that you find yourself in rest in his holiness. Amen. And that was just such a beautiful song to go with our lesson today, because sometimes we get a loss of words, but that's okay. That's okay, because God fills in a gap and he speaks for us and to us and through us. Amen. And so it's always a blessing to be back here at Echoey Oaks United Methodist Church. It's kind of like Disney World when we live in Sanford and we kind of ride up. You know, you're getting closer and closer to the church, and we come through Echoey and we're getting closer and closer. And it's just this feeling of just comfort. And my wife said this morning, feels like home. I'm not saying Disney World feels like home, because it's pretty expensive, but just it's such a blessing to be back here where, you know, our lives were changed through our family being baptized, my daughter and I, from our family, my wife and I getting married here, and just many relationships we built here, relationships for longevity. And so we're so honored to be back here this morning to share the word with you. And this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because it kind of starts off everything, the creation story, in the beginning. And nothing exists before God. In the beginning was the Word. And see, your writer in this book of John uses the word logos, and it's a Greek word used for the Word. And he describes the Word of God. And so you have God, who was the first that exist. And God created the world. And nothing was created not through God. Everything was created through God. And so when we think of the Word, we think God in his wisdom. And then we think Jesus Christ, the living Word that came among the people. And it's pretty cool in the scripture. It says that Jesus came into the world. He was the Word. And people didn't even recognize him. His own didn't recognize him. And it was talking about the Israelites. They had the Word amongst them and didn't recognize him. And so we see the Trinity in this scripture. You have God the Word. You have Jesus the living Word, the breathing Word, the living life. And then you have the... You can't have the Word without the Holy Spirit. And so we look at the armor of God and we think of the sword of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit is the Word. And it gives us offense to go into the world and to use the Word of God to do amazing things, to be a light in the darkness. And so this morning, my question to you is, are you downloading the Word of God in your heart? Are you downloading? Is the living Word, the Scripture, planted in your heart? Is Jesus Christ the living Word, the breathing Word, your guide? See, download is an act or an instance of transferring something from a usual large computer or a device to another. And see, this morning, God created the Word in His system, in His heavenly system. And with the Word, He sends it to our system so that we may be life changers to the world system. And so what are you doing with the Word? What are you downloading in your hearts? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your Word. Your Word that became flesh. Your Word that dwells among us. Your Word that goes into the world to be a light to others. Lord, this morning, may we just rest in your Word and your holiness. And may the Word become a living well in our lives so that we may go and love others where they're at. We love and honor you, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and your words, Lord, be acceptable in your sight this morning. Our Redeemer, our Rock, forevermore. Amen. And so our topic this morning is download. And I'm going to be honest. How many of you guys, you know, lately we've been watching the news and the media and Facebook, and some of us might say, no, I've already shut it off, right? Too much going on in our world right now. So we probably shut it off, some of us. But some of us crave it. We need to know what's going on in the news. We need to know what's going on in the media. We can't put those phones down, and we're downloading all of this information of the world system into our minds. And we're kind of sometimes letting that guide our thoughts, letting that guide our choices, letting that guide our decisions. But God said, hey, I have the true Word. I have the Word that gives you truth. I have the written Word that gives you grace. I have the wisdom for you to download in your heart so that you may go into the world. And so I want to leave you this morning with 3 points. The Word, the first point, gives light and power. There's light and power in the Word. Amen? The second point I want to leave you with is there is nutrition, the bread of life in the Word. It sustains us. It gets us through. And then the third point, there is healing in the Word. There's healing in God's wisdom. There's healing in God's truth. And so those are the 3 points that I want to leave you with this morning. And the first point, the Word is light. And we see here in 1 John that God has sent the Word. He created the light. He created the darkness. And there's life. And in that life, we get light. You think about things that are created outside, plants and trees. We need to look to the source, the Word, for light, because it gives us life. And recently we've decorated our house, and I didn't know I was going to be the garden person, but I'm the garden person now, and I absolutely loved it. During quarantine time, it was something that I started off, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then the more time I've spent, I'm like, wait, I'm pretty good at this, because my wife will tell you I'm not handy at all. So if this indoor project, I will have to call someone. So if anybody can fix anything indoors, you can come over. But anything outdoors, I love to do. And so I purchased some solar lights. And so I was so excited to put the solar lights around the house. And then the first night comes, I'm like, why aren't the lights working? You know, and my wife in her wisdom said, there was no sun today, right? And in the same way, sometimes we're looking at our life and going, why isn't this and this working? Because we're not looking to the Word. We're not looking to the light. We're not looking to the Son of God to be a light in the darkest moments of our lives. And see, God even hides light in flawed vessels. We're imperfect people. Amen. And God even gives light to imperfect people. We're flawed. But God still shines His light in us. The scripture said, He gives light, and the light comes into darkness, and it does not comprehend it. That's one of my favorite verses. That darkness has no room for light. Darkness cannot be with light. Because if you were to walk in a room and it was completely dark, and you turned on the light, where does the darkness go? Where does the darkness go? The darkness is still there, but the light overcome it. The Word overcomes the darkness in our lives. And we are empowered by the Word, empowered by the Holy Spirit to go in dark moments and be a light to others. See, Psalms 119 states, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word, His wisdom, the living word is a lamp unto our feet. So that light can outshine any darkness. So I'm here today to tell you, no matter how dark your situation is right now, maybe you're struggling with your finances, maybe you're struggling with your job, that God's light, get in the Word, His light will overcome that. Amen? Amen? But for us to understand the full access to His power and light, we have to be in the Word. We have to pick up our Bibles. Because when we study the Word, we pray over the Word, the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom to go into the world and to be a light to others. And so our second point today that I want to bring up is the light, it feeds us. It gives us nourishment. The Word gives us nourishment in this world. One of the things about me you'll find that one of the things I do not like anything stale. I hate stale food. Me being from here, I'm just like, if it's old, 1 or 2 days old, I will not eat it. On the other hand, my wife is from Europe. They do not waste anything. So if there's things in the refrigerator, she's like, are you eating this? I was like, no, get rid of it. And so often, she doesn't eat the same bread I eat. You know, she goes get the bread with the wheat and the seeds in there. I'm pretty, you know, I get wheat bread, but not all the other stuff in there. And so I'll buy my own bread, and she'll buy her own bread. And my bread is sit there. And, you know, I get busy, or I can't make a lunch, or I forget the lunch. And so my bread is sit there for about a week. And she'll come in, and she'll hold up the bread, and she'll remind me, she said, are you going to eat this? I'm like, no. It's been sitting for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days. And I recall one day she even likes, oh, well, it just has a little mole on it. I'm like, no. I am not eating that bread. Why? Because I love fresh bread. It's one of the things about Subway. I love going to Subway and getting the fresh bread, the warm bread that just comes out of the oven. And in the same way, we should be in the Word daily. Fresh Word. Maybe the Word of yesterday doesn't work for today's situation and circumstance. And so God calls us to be in the Word daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. The bread that is going to sustain us. The Word that is going to sustain us for the day. And then we wonder, we get through midweek, especially as a teacher, and we're tired. Or we get to midday, and after lunch, we're like, can we just go home? Man, it's only 12 o'clock. Man, I've only been here 3 hours, right? Because we're not reaching out for the daily bread, the fresh bread that sustain us. It's okay to be at church on a Sunday, on Christmas, on Easter, but maybe that bread is not sufficient enough alone to get us through that week or that year. And so in Exodus 16, there's a story of the people that were in bondage. And they were complaining, and they were in bondage for a while. And they spoke to Moses. They're like, Moses, we want to get out of bondage. And so God, in his word, in his wisdom, finally freed the people. And so they're walking to the promised land. And they get in the middle of the promised land, and they're almost there. And what do they start doing? The word says they start grumbling. They start complaining. Moses, we had more food and a better life over there. And Moses kept saying to them, believe in God's word. And so they found themselves hungry in the middle of the wilderness with nothing to eat. And so God speaks to Moses, and Moses have a conversation with Aaron. And God says to Moses, I'm going to feed these people. I'm going to give them enough bread, enough food, enough meat to suffice. But Moses gave them a direct order. He said to them, take as much as you need for today. Don't take any more than you need. And so the people go, and what do? In human form, in imperfection, they get more than they need. So they're gathering all the bread, and they're gathering all the bread. And they wake up the next morning, and it's molded. The word said it had maggots in it. And so that's how it is sometimes. The manna, the bread, the ones that we had yesterday is not sufficient for today. God sometimes give you enough word, enough of his Holy Spirit for today to get by. And then he gives you more tomorrow to get by. He said, my grace, my word, my bread is sufficient for you today. So I challenge you to take in the word today, to open the word tomorrow and say, Lord, I need the word tomorrow. And then you get midweek and you remember the sermon on Sunday and say, man, that was a good sermon on Sunday, but I need new word today because his bread is sufficient. And see, Aaron took the bread and he put it with God's word in the covenant. And it said it lasts for generations and generations. And that made me think, we have children that we're leading to the promised land, to the kingdom. And how do they suffice in the world today? Well, God, as parents, as teachers, as grandparents, as leaders, he tells us to take the word, put it in our hearts, give it to them so that they may last with the word in their heart for generations and generations and generations to come. So God's word is daily bread, and he is asking us to take it in so that we may go into the world and change lives. So maybe today you need that fresh bread for a situation in your life. We know today we need that fresh bread for situations in our world. So God is calling us to be a light, give the word to others so that they may come to know Christ, the divine, the living bread that walks and lives among us. Amen. And then lastly, I want to leave you with today that God's word provides a healing. We see multiple accounts in the Bible where there was a sick little girl, where there was a guy that was brought down from the roof to be at the feet of Jesus, where there was a paralytic man waiting outside the gate. And they were struggling with different things. Maybe not just physical pain, maybe some spiritual pain, some emotional pain. And the living word, Jesus Christ, met them where they were at. He met them right, the flawed vessels. The lady that just wanted to grab his cloak that was sick for many years. And he said, Lord, if I can just touch you, the word, the living word, my life would be changed. And she reaches out to Jesus. And he said, I felt some power being gone. Who touched me? And he looks over to the lady. And she had downloaded the word of God in her heart. He said, because of you, because of your faith, because of the words that you downloaded into your system from my system, get up. You are healed. You're healed. So these people that Jesus encountered in the Bible, they were imperfect. But guess what? They knew his word. And they live by his word, by his truth, by his hope, by his grace. And in the same way, God has called us to live by his word. May that we just touch him. Maybe we hear his word, that our lives will be changed forevermore. And so we know today in our world that so many people need to hear this. Because if they get an experience of this, if they get a touch of this, if they can physically hold this, that their lives will be changed. Amen. That Jesus would say, hey, you downloaded my commandments. The Bible said, you have put my commandments in your word and my word in your heart. So I challenge you today, if we want to get through, put this in our heart. In Proverbs 4:22, it says, my child, pay attention to what I say, to my systems. Listen carefully to my word, my spirit. Don't lose sight of them. Let the word penetrate deep, not just on the surface. Sometimes we know those surface Christians, right? That they spit out the word, but is that word deep penetrated in your heart? For they bring life to those who find them. They bring life. They bring light. They bring daily bread to those who find them. And it states that it heals the whole body. So when we download God's word, we find healing. Our whole body. Spiritual healing. Physical healing. Emotional healing. Because the word is the sword that provides healing to us. And I recently read a story of a boy in North Carolina. And every year, the parents and his family went to this beach town. And they enjoyed the sands and the waters. And so recently, the boy went out into the water, and he drowned. Young boy. And they pulled his body out of the water, his lifeless body. And of course, his parents, they were panicking, they were screaming, they tried to resuscitate him, they did CPR, and this young boy just sat there, laid there in the sand, lifeless. And the parents looked around for the daughter, and they're like, where's the daughter? And she's by the water, the living water. She's lifting her hands and singing a song. A worship song, the word. And the mom looks back to her, sing louder, sing louder. It's a true story. She sings louder. She sings God's words, God's light. And she continues to sing. And then the dad continues to sing. And this young boy that was lifeless began to breathe. And the light and the life of God breathed within him. And the parents were like, from this day on, we know what we're downloading. We know who we're serving. And see, in the same way, God calls us to cry out his words in dark situations that we don't understand. as a world right now, as a community, we stand together and we say, God, we don't have all the answers, but we're going to cry out your word in our world. And we're going to sing together, and we're going to proclaim, and we're going to download this in our hearts so that we may have healing in our land, so that we may lead to the promised land, so that we know that we have enough food, so that we know that we can see light in the darkness. And see, one of the things I love in the parables and the stories of Jesus, there's a saying that states, actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. So it's amazing that we know the word of God. But Jesus took the word and he did something with the word. They became action. He took the word from God and he went into a world and he backed up the word with actions. So I challenge you this week to study the word, to take that word and download it, his word, into your heart. And ask God, when you don't know what to say. A lot of people come up to me and say, what do you think about this situation? And I tell them, I don't have the answers, but I know who has the answers. But the end to the story is, I got to ask God for the Holy Spirit to guide my words. And so this week, as a church, as a community, as a world, I pray and I ask God to guide us by the Holy Spirit. So then when we go into the community of darkness, we know the things to say to people that need the bread, that need his light. We love you, Lord, and we trust your word, and we trust that you bring light, you give us bread, and you bring healing through your word in our lives. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the word. Scripture is your wisdom. Scripture is your heart. Scripture is your guide for us to go into a world in the darkest situations and be a light to others. Lord, darkness cannot stand against your light. Lord, no situation, no mountain too high or valley too low can stand against your word. Lord, we pray that we take your word and be an example of, like Jesus, the living word, and go into a community in our world and be a light to others. Lord, we pray that we download your word into our hearts so that your word can become flesh in our lives. Lord, we pray that your word sustain us throughout our week and our year. Lord, give us this day our daily word, our daily bread. Lord, so when we're sitting in those offices or we're on the busy highway or we're in our homes and we're struggling, Lord, that your word, your daily bread can give us hope and give us peace. And God, this morning we pray that your word brings healing to us, to our nation, to our homes, to our community, our schools, our work. Lord, we know we need healing, God. Lord, we ask that you just sit with us, Lord, that we may just reach out to your word, that we might just grab your cloak, that we know your light and your power. Lord, may we look to your word as a source of light and as a source of life. Lord, just be with us this week, Lord. Thank you for this amazing church, God. May you continue to pour your blessing upon them, Lord, as they are a light to this community here in Ocoee, Lord. Thank you for the leaders. Thank you for Chef and the Booths and Don and Lynn. May they continue to download your word within their hearts so that they may lead this church in a way that is pleasing to you. We love and we honor you in all that we do this week and forevermore. It's in your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.